Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Where the direction of the country is going? Sure. Because, you know, a lot of things, we're becoming energy independent, great discoveries and new technology that's changing, you know, as far as fracking and things like that, things like blockchain and things like that, which is going to change the world. So, things are going to be getting better.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted here at 7:45 on a Thursday morning, March 15th. Time for three big things.
Three.
Mother of missing Wichita boy denied bond reduction to get out of jail.
Two.
Wildfire danger high across Kansas.
One.
Students walk out in protest of gun violence in schools. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Starting to see some areas of heavy traffic right now. And just looking this morning out there at the roadways here in Wichita, seeing some heavy traffic. East and westbound Kellogg right around the Central Business District. Also, some heavy traffic northbound on I-235 approaching Broadway, that North Junction. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 77 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 49. Friday, sunny and windy. Tomorrow's high 73. Now partly cloudy, south wind at 14 miles per hour and 46 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch, featuring the perfect patio for conversation and cocktails. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. 7:46, Steve and Ted on KNSS. I'm just wondering about those. Of course, there's a policy. Apparently, they were going to let those kids who went out of school and walked out for the purpose of doing a protest. And I understand that and all, but you know, in our day, they took roll, and if you weren't there, you got dinged for it. But I guess you could put up with a little absenteeism there. You got back in class.
Not all of them got away with it. Yeah. They went, you know, school by school on their tardy policy.
So. Tardy policy, in fact.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like, people got in front of cameras and talking about it. Those young people are going to be targets for the school administrators to discipline them. Right, Ted?
Mm.
I know when Ted was at Cape and years and years ago, he never, ever missed a class without an excused absence, right?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you?
No,
did your mom
true.
Work in the office over there when you were
no,
there?
No, it was after I was.
Oh, okay.
That's after I left.
Okay. All right. Very good.
No, I didn't skip class.
No, you shouldn't.
I enjoyed being in school.
Love being in school. It's a good place to be. With the annual NCAA March Madness College Basketball Tournament set to kick off in earnest today, offices around the country are bracing for a drop in productivity.
Well, let me tell you, it was empty in this building yesterday. It was
You're kidding.
Quiet
in the afternoon?
Here in the afternoon.
Oh, wow. Nobody, huh?
There was a lot of empty offices.
Wow. Billions, meanwhile, will be spent on pools such as the ones found in offices across the country. We got one going here.
We do?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe I shouldn't say that. It's probably illegal. Last year, nearly 24 million people participated in March Madness pools, spending over $2.6 billion in entry fees, according to a recent survey from polling firm the Melman Group. Mm. March Madness is so captivating for basketball fans that as many as one-fifth of people in one survey admitted sneaking off to the bathroom to catch the action. Of course, you said there are people here just left, huh? The amount that will be wagered on this year's tournament, only $300 million of which will be done legally at sports books in Las Vegas. That's according to the American Gaming Association. So a lot of money's going to be bet, but not enough of it going through those gaming companies. So
yeah, but I mean, it's not big money. Usually. It's just
people
ponying up, money to be.
My wife used to do pretty well in those office pools. She would pick the teams she liked by the colors of their uniforms.
And she did well?
She did pretty well.
There you go.
Very scientific, because she didn't know anything about the teams. You know, I couldn't, I'd just pencil in Wichita State as the, at the end on that big line at the end, and that's the only one I'd go like that.
Wow. They've never won a national championship, but you got them going all the way year?
I'm very simplistic.
You are very optimistic.
You started out with what, 64 teams?
68.
68 teams in a postseason tournament in which anything can happen anywhere in the country. I mean, how can you pick somebody? I guess that's why they do it.
I mean, you just...
Scientifically, I'd say anybody's got a chance at that. Anybody?
Well, sure. Well, I mean,
yeah.
What was it, a year or two ago? I mean, some kid, there was a 10-year-old kid that out of, you know, like 80 million entries, there was a 10-year-old that won the thing. I mean,
it's ludicrous. Anyway, people are having fun with it. It's something for Americans to do to, you know, everybody get kind of involved in the fun, the party atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's something to do in March.
Yeah, we've had this tough winter. And now it's time to begin to celebrate spring with what else? Basketball.
Well, it's one of the great sporting events of the year.
It is. It really is. Stocks closed down on Wall Street yesterday as banks and industrial companies posted sizable losses. Banks fell along with bond yields and industrial companies weakened as European leaders warned of the risk of escalating trade tensions. The S&P 500 dropped more than 15 points. The Dow lost 249, the NASDAQ composite fell 14 points. Toys R Us's management has told its employees that it will sell or close all of its U.S. stores. Now, that's according to a toy industry analyst who spoke to several employees who were on the call Wednesday. The company declined to comment. The chain filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection last fall, saddled with debt that hurt its attempts to compete. And Sears Holdings said a key sales figure fell during the important holiday shopping season, but the struggling department store operator posted a profit for the quarter, mainly due to a tax benefit.
Yeah, the tax break.
A tax break. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted. Old Town, ready for March Madness. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning,
Steve and Ted. Yeah, head of the Old Town Association says the restaurants and bars there are ready for March Madness. Deborah Fraser says they know it's all hands on deck for the next 3 days. Old Town merchants have installed signs and touched up the landscaping. She says there's an extra police presence in Old Town for the duration of these first and second rounds. Hotels say their traffic and reservations are a bit slower than they expected, but Airbnb says Wichita hosts are expected to set a new record during the tournament. Company says Airbnb hosts in Wichita are expected to welcome about 230 guests, generating about $18,000. A company spokesman says the tournament weekend will represent the largest influx of guests since Airbnb started doing business in Wichita. And Boeing delivered 49 commercial aircraft in February. That gives them a year-to-date total of 93. February's deliveries outpaced the competition. Airbus reported 38 deliveries last month. However, Boeing was behind Airbus on net orders through the end of February. Airbus had 43 to Boeing's 34. Talked about the Toys R Us bankruptcy. There is one Toys R Us store in Wichita. It's at 8011 East Kellogg. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, can you describe the atmosphere there at the Wichita Business Journal offices? You're right down near the Interest Bank Arena. You got that festive holiday happening, partying type atmosphere there at the Journal?
Not really.
Okay.
What we're concerned about, you know, obviously we work down here, and, you know, some will leave for lunch and come back. We're concerned about parking down here. We'll get our parking spots back, you know, but it's an exciting weekend.
Are you the kind of guy that gets all into the brackets and all that stuff? Because some people really get into this stuff. Do you?
Yeah, I don't obsess about it, but it's fun to you know, fill out the brackets and see how the games are going and pull for those teams that you've advanced on the lines there. Yeah, it's fun.
It beats working. Today is True Confessions Day. Keeping a guilty secret can be stressful and puts a strain on any relationship. On a lighter note, confessing your feelings to someone could start a beautiful new friendship. True Confessions Day is a day that was created to inspire people to let go of their secrets and have a day of honesty.
You go first.
Anything you'd like to confess today?
No, you go first.
I'm going to bare my soul, okay? I'm going to, for once in my life, I'm going to be sincere and bare my soul to you. I confess that I have a terrible, terrible green jealousy of Ted's hair.
Mm.
I just think he has gorgeous hair. Just
that makes a lot of sense.
Wonderful
it's
hair.
Thick, luscious, oh, lustrous hair.
Yeah, he looks like Fabio over there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Joseph Stalin. You know, he's got the great
He's a dark-haired Fabio.
Oh, yeah. He is Wichita's Fabio. I can't wait for Gridiron this year when we can see him on stage with his flowing locks, right?
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
Anything you want to confess?
Get your tickets.
Anything you want to confess right now, sir?
Not no. that I can think of that I can say on the radio.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew I'd be the only one to bare my soul.
I'm waiting for False Confessions Day.
False Confessions. Now, there
you go.
That'll be a fun day as well. All right, thank you, gentlemen. 7:55 now. Keep it here for Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll have an update on a shooting at a hospital in Alabama. More on student walkouts protesting gun violence. Ted has sports. March Madness going on.
Of course.
Entertainment news on the blur with Ted Woodward as well. Plus, how about some Freddies for one of you lucky listeners? Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour right here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.